Let's go back to your calls now. We're asking whether it is wrong for two states in America to introduce legislation which allow businesses to discriminate against gay people. Corinne is in Box Hill. Hello, Corinne.
Hello.
Hi.
My sense of this issue is I don't understand their rationale for doing this, because I'm trans, going from male to female. And my view is that if someone is judging me as a person, why do I have to ask permission of them to be myself? And that is what I struggle with. And the kind of attitudes that they have, if they judge me as an individual, their pain must be immense, because they have a certain judgment, a certain level of hate and a certain level of anger that develops within them, because people around them are not being what they think they should be.
You say a degree of hate. I'm not sure I'd go along with that. I think if you discriminate in the way that we're talking about, that doesn't necessarily mean that you hate somebody. It just means that you're following a 2,000-year-old teaching, which tells you that this is wrong.
They're following the 2,000-year-old teaching, and that is no longer relevant to the 21st century.
No, well, you and I can agree on that, but I don't think the people who do believe that it isn't wrong, I don't think they're motivated by hate.
No, it's a belief that they've developed, and because of my kind of journey through being transgendered, I've understood myself in a very, very deep way, and I have my own judgments about myself and about other people, because they judge me as an individual. So what I've done is I've looked within and actually worked out, well, why is it that I hate other people and why is it that I hate myself? And so I've started to let that hate go and that anger. And therefore, what my interpretation of that is, we're all kind of functioning on the same level. We're all functioning by emotion and feeling. And their belief about themselves being kind of religious people, that judgment that they have within themselves because they believe it's okay to discriminate against someone else, that eventually it may turn out to be simple judgment about a belief, but it could turn into something that's much deeper than that. And there have been kind of lots of demonstrations in the States with people being really vilified about being gay and being transgendered. So I personally wouldn't want to carry that amount of energy, dark energy within that hate and that level, because that burns you up, it eats you up inside, and because the world cannot change, you can't just because of your beliefs, you can't ask the world to sing to your hymns or to spin on your accent.
No, I think that's a really important point, and I think I agree with quite a lot of what you've said there, and I think you do have to look at people's motivations for any kind of discrimination. Sometimes it is based on hate. I don't think in this particular case, if you're talking about businesses, Christian businesses who discriminate, I don't believe that's based on hate. I think it's based on their religious teaching. Corinne, thank you.